And Sean Hannity here with a highlight from my radio show today, right here on iHeartRadio.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
When should the end-to-end test been started?
There's never enough testing, for sure.
When did it occur?
It occurred the last 2 weeks in September.
So you think that's an adequate time frame for a system this mammoth with one-sixth of the nation's economy and millions of people coming into it? Did that give your company adequate time to make sure everything was integrated and going
to
work?
It would have been better to have more time.
And how much more time would you have preferred to have?
I don't have an exact date.
Did you make any recommendations to CMS about the need for end-to-end testing to occur sooner than the last 2 weeks before this whole thing went live?
I did not, but I could check.
Did anyone in your company make a recommendation?
I'd have to go back.
I'd like to know that. Mr. Slavitt?
Yes, ideally, integrated testing would have occurred well before that date.
How far in advance of a major website coming online? Sure.
Well, with enough time to correct flaws before they begin. I couldn't give you an exact date.
Do you do any work for anybody else outside of CMS where end-to-end testing is required?
Yes.
And in those situations, are those commercial situations or government?
Both.
And in those situations, what's the standard protocol? What's the recommended industry standard for end-to-end tests before rolling up a major website like this?
Months would be nice.
Months would be nice. Ms. Campbell, is that accurate for your company as well?
That's correct.
All right, that was from the hearings, the contractors, the rollout of the Obamacare health care site. Anyway, glad you're with us. Sean Hannity Show. Got about an hour and 54 minutes of voting time in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And Ken Cuccinelli, you got a chance. Even though it's very close in the polls, you never know. Turnout on a day like today where it's not a major election day matters the most. If you are in New Jersey, got about 2 hours and 54 minutes and 3 hours and 54 minutes in New York. Anyway, glad you're with us. Tonight on Hannity, one of the things we're doing in our audience program is you're going to meet three people that put together a website that's better than the website healthcare.gov in about 30 days. So how did the government take hundreds of millions of dollars, pour it down the sewer for a system that didn't work, which my next guest said he would have been embarrassed to take $1 million to build it himself? Luke Chung, founder, president, FMS Inc. and FMS Advanced Systems Group. How are you, sir? Welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much for having me again, Sean.
Did you see in The Atlantic these three guys? We're putting them on TV tonight. By the way, they're following in your footsteps, just so you know. You are the lead guy. But three guys in The Atlantic that are able to put together a better website in 30 days. Did you see that? Is that possible?
You know, what they've done is they've taken the data that's available on healthcare.gov and put a different user interface on it, which is just pricing for 27 and 50-year-olds. So,
yeah,
that's... It's doable. I still believe this site can be done for a very efficient and quick manner if you have the right team in place.
All right, right team in place. By the way, they said they were going to bring in the best and the brightest to fix it, which raises the question, why didn't they have the best and the brightest in the first place? But I asked you when you were last on the program, if you were to take on this challenge, how much would you charge and how long would it take? And your answer was...
You know, I thought it could be done in under $1 million. I thought a month was a reasonable amount of time.
A month is a reasonable amount of time. And this, by the way, you do this for a living, right? This is what you're good at.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the founder of a software company. We create database web applications. We've been doing it for 27 years.
Okay, so you are a real computer whiz. You graduated Harvard. You got all the credentials. How many sites like this have you put together in your life, if you don't mind, or your company?
Yeah, I mean, our company has built several dozen of these sites, but in general, our sites are more complicated than this. You know, healthcare.gov is really just an automation of a paper form.
Yeah, that's all it is, right? I mean, that's in my mind. Now, look, I talked to some computer people that work with me, and they all said the same thing, that they're scratching their head saying, you can't screw it up this bad.
Well, you know, part of this whole debacle is the way these government contractors work. You know, they're in it to make money, not necessarily deliver a high-quality technical, solution. And they're all about getting the next contract, getting change orders, putting in as many people as possible on these projects. And this time they got caught because the general public actually used this site.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, I mean, if I was the president and I found myself in a mess like this, who's the first person you would think of calling?
You know, frankly, frankly, as an American, I am embarrassed.
What do you think of Bill Gates?
Or Sibelius is even talking about web pages, right? I mean, how many levels below them should web pages be handled?
But we're not talking about a small amount of money here. I mean, you're saying you could do a better site in 30 days for $1 million, and you'd feel guilty taking $1 million.
Right. And, well, the challenge is a lot of people running organizations, whether they are companies or the government, have no clue whether a technology solution should cost $1 million or $200 million. They just have no idea.
But I agree with you. But the problem is that you would think that there's got to be somebody in government that probably on their own merit could build the site. And number two, would have enough sense. Now, I know this was a no-bid contract. I know there were connections to Obama. And now, unfortunately, even the fix is going no-bid to other connections of Obama. And I'm thinking, if this was me. Now, I know you now, but I didn't know you before all this happened. But I would think of calling you. I would call some of my computer friends. And then I'd probably get on the phone to Bill Gates. And I'm betting that if the president called Bill Gates and said, I really need your help on something, that Bill Gates would probably drop everything he's doing and would help the president. I'm guessing, I don't know for sure, but don't you think he probably would?
Yeah. I mean, of course. I mean, everybody wants to help the government. You certainly don't want to see the government waste hundreds of million dollars for no reason. And you want to get this right. And this is, again, this is not that hard. You don't need to get to the Bill Gates level to have this problem solved.
Yeah, but I'm saying, Bill Gates would take Obama's call. Bill Gates, you know, Bill Gates would take his call, and then you say, hey, Bill, I'm having a problem. I want to make sure I'm doing this right. Could you help me? And then I would think Bill Gates would do the following three things. He'd get on the phone, and he'd call his assistant, and he'd tell his assistant to get the best, brightest, smartest people in his company, and then call him into his office and say, I got a special project for you. Don't you think that would be the way it would work?
Yeah. I mean, I look at this project, and I just don't think – you really need a crack team to do it. This is supposed to be so simple. We've built harder things where, like, lives were on the line, right? So this is just filling
out. I hate to tell you, but lives are on the line. But you would never allow a website to leave your company that had all of these glitches in it that wasn't tested, would you?
No, absolutely not. And you know, that's how I got involved in this whole project to begin with, because I experienced it on the first day and realized, based on my experience and background, that this was a roach's nest of problems that they weren't going to be able to solve very easily, because the problems I ran into were so basic, so fundamental to creating a website that I knew there were many, many more problems below what I could see.
Well, you predicted it on day one, and you went out there and you wrote your blog, and that's where I got to know you. But you wouldn't have turned out a website with the glitches that wasn't tested. How long would testing usually go on for a site such as this?
You would like to have it tested and ready to go a month in advance.
A month in advance, that sounds reasonable, especially if you had 3 years to put the darn thing together. And Sibelius is saying we probably needed six.
6 years is longer than a presidential term. You can't take anything. You know, nothing can last 6 years.
It's absurd. Now, what level of education would someone have to create a site like this? I mean, is this graduate level? Do you have to go to Harvard like you?
You need to have experience having done it before, right? I mean, so when you're creating something that's at a national scale, something this big, I mean, this is the major leagues, right? So it can't be the first project you've ever worked on.
That would be. What about the guy from Facebook or the Google guys, or, you know, if Steve Jobs, I'm sure somebody at Apple.
Right.
You know, I mean, have you ever heard of this company before? I mean, what do you think? Do you think they basically robbed us with this contract and the amount of money they're getting paid?
You know, I would love it if you could get the people who actually worked on this project to,
yeah, me
to
too.
Interview.
Yeah. Do you think they? Do you think? Do you think they'd come anywhere near me?
What their experience was, find out how much they were paid and how much the government was being billed for them.
Yeah, I'd like to know. All right. Luke Chung, you're a good man. And maybe if somebody in Washington, one of the movers and shakers, is listening to us out there, maybe they'll get somebody from healthcare.gov or Kathleen Death Panel Sibelius's office to contact Luke Chung. He's the founder. He's the president. FMS Inc., FMS Advanced Systems Group. And I don't know. All right. Well, anyway, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
For more of the Sean Hannity Show, go to Hannity.com.